Hey y'all, what's good? What up? What it do? All the things. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to A Purpose Walk with me, Deandra. So, you know, I used to be a thug. Excuse me, y'all, I'm recovering from a cold, but you know, now I'm repping Jesus, you know, like Christ, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I just feel like a little gangster with the word today. I don't know. But you guys, something that has kind of been coming up a few times is community, friendship. So let's get into it. So there are some people who think they don't need nobody. That's not true. I want to encourage you today that everybody needs somebody. But sometimes when you start this journey out with Christ, God may start to remove people. So let's get into that, you know? So when I started trying to get my life right with Christ, literally God started separating me from my friendships that were not necessarily beneficial for my journey. And that separation hurts sometimes, especially like if you've known this person for a long time, you could have grown up with that person. It's different situations, but God separates for a purpose. So don't question it. So if you've went through that where you're trying to transition to living your life for Christ and you're starting to realize that things aren't going right with certain friendships, right? So like there could be disagreements all of a sudden, or, you know, they may even separate themselves from you. But trust me, it's God's protection. I remember when I was trying to get my life right, coming to Christ, and I think I was a couple years in at this point. And I remember God gave me a dream. And it was a warning dream. And it was me inside of a store. Actually, if you know, Family Dollar. I don't know why he took some of the dreams that I had, like where I'll be in a store, it'd be like Family Dollar or Dollar Tree. I don't know why. I am kind of like frugal. But I'm like, God, why those stores? But anyway, we were in Family Dollar and her brother was in the store. And I remember noticing that a storm was about to take place. And I could just tell like this was going to be like a really severe storm. And I'm trying to essentially chase behind them and let them know like we need to get things in preparation because a storm is coming. And the first thing I can think about is like getting a raft or just storing up goods, all these different things. And I remember they kept walking away from me, going their own route. And I kept trying to get them to come on, come on. And they weren't paying me any attention. And then it kind of fast forward where I see like, water level starts to rise and now it's starting to enter into the store. But when you look outside, it's like the roads, you couldn't even see the road anymore. Like it was so much water. And then it fast forward again where all three of us were on a life raft. And I remember waking up wondering, well, God, what was this about? And He revealed to me that if I continued with this friendship with them, we're all going to need help and some serious help. We needed to be rescued. And basically, also what he was showing me was that you keep trying to pull them along on this journey that you're trying to go on with me, but they're not trying to go on this journey. They're trying to go their own ways. And if you continue to surround yourself around them, then yeah, you're going to end up needing more help than you actually do, because I'm showing you to prepare and to get yourself together, but they're not listening. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, dang, Lord, like me and her talk every single day. How is this gonna happen? This is kind of crazy. And she was the person, not necessarily the middle person between me and him. However, they were related and we were all connected. So I'm trying to figure out, I knew I needed to leave him alone, but I didn't expect me to leave her alone. So how is all of this gonna happen? I kid y'all not even 2 months later, because I still don't know how to do this. She started being weird. Like, she started being real funny towards me, being mean. And I'm like, where is all this coming from? And then I had to think about the dream, and I was like, oh, so this is my opportunity to kind of leave this relationship. So now, but I still didn't do it in that time frame. So with me not doing it in that time frame, now I'm kind of in disobedience because, I really value this friendship, but I just didn't know like what to say because past y'all. I was a ghoster. Telling on myself, yeah, I was a ghoster. So I didn't really know how to like let people down. Even though I knew how to let people down, it was just how to let them down easy. And in my experience, even now, when I try to let somebody down easily, it still don't go right. I'm just like, well, Lord, I did what I was supposed to do, but just praying for that person. But yeah, I just didn't know how to let people down at that point. And then it happened again, y'all. And I'm not gonna go into detail, but she was being rude again and just kind of, it was weird. It was so weird, but I see that it was a part of God's plan. So at that point, I'm just like, I'm good. So we kind of had a issue years prior, and I kind of was like, okay, so you're just gonna cut me off, like, and it wasn't even my fault, but I kind of like went behind that relationship because I valued our friendship. So I noticed like if you value someone, you will like kind of fight for it, right? But that was kind of like God showing me then. But because I was so caught up in the moment and where I was, I didn't even see it then. And then later on, he gave me the dream, and then it happens again for the second and third time. So I'm like, okay, God, like, I'm good. Deuces, I'm out of this. And I, because she essentially kind of, we kind of split ways mutually. And I didn't fight this time. I didn't because I knew what God showed me, and I was more scared of what was going to happen to me than us being in this friendship. So I was okay with walking away from it, especially because how it ended up happening. So now, we go on, and here and there I will run into her. I will say hi and speak, but I knew that I could not entertain this friendship or relationship like it once was. So let's just keep it at a high and by. Hope all is well, and then just leave it there. And I meant to mention, even when we stopped initially, like she unfriended me from Facebook, which I thought was weird. But I'm just like, okay, well, it's Facebook. I don't really care. Yeah, you're not really hurting me by unfriending me from Facebook. But then, like some years later, after I would see her and speak, then she started following me on Instagram. And her, I went in to check and make sure that was her, but her page is private. So I didn't care that much. So I did not try to follow her or request to be her friend on there or to follow her because, I knew what God showed me. So I left that relationship alone. But initially, it hurted because I'm like, dang, we've been friends for a long time. We literally talk every single day. But, and that's part of the gossip and stuff that I had to deal with too, because that was something that we did together. But, I just realized that she was one of the people that got kind of pushed out of my life. And then there were other situations where he wanted me to keep them, but it was just at a distance. Because I had to go into prayer about these friendships because I knew what they were doing and I knew what I was trying not to do. So I asked God for guidance on how to handle these friendships. And he told me, like, you know, keep them around, certain ones, and let go certain ones. But to keep them around because, you know, and he didn't really share at the time, like, why. But keep them around. So I'm like, okay, Lord. Now, I went a time where I didn't have any friends. And it was literally me and God. I would go to church every week and I would be very friendly, socialize with people, but I didn't have like a friend. And I feel like what he wanted was for me to depend on him because I was always dependent on my friendships. Like when I was a child, I went through a lot of hardships when it came to friends, you know. Now I have a really good best friend who I know since I was 9, but sometimes we got separated because we went to different schools. She stayed on punishment all the time, so our communication wasn't as strong, but we will still be friends. So now I'm trying to make other friends. And there were a lot of different situations where we would end up breaking up. And, you know, it was a lot of hurt behind these friendships because I didn't grow up with sisters. I had nothing but brothers. And, you know, I was very feminine, but I was like a tomboy at the same time. So I wanted to kind of like, you know, be with the girls, and I will always be around my cousins, but these are my little cousins. You know, I want women or young women that's around my age. And it was hard. Like I would have some really good friendships and then like something would happen even into adulthood. Like it was a group of us. And then one girl like kind of sabotaged our friend group, like completely broke up me and one of my good best friends as well, which we ended up getting together a couple years later, like 2 years, and talked about it and like kind of apologized to each other and then got back on our friendship, but vowed to not let anyone break us up. You know, like it has to be a choice of something that we decide to do. But also too, there were other serious situations that happened that had nothing to do with me, but I had to unfortunately release the friendship, which I didn't really understand at the time, like why we got to stop being friends, but it had to happen. So, you know, I just went through like a lot of transitions with friendships. So I came to a point where I was like, you know what? I don't want to be friends with women. It's too much drama. It's too many issues. I'm good. So there was a point in my life when I was still outside where I was like, yeah, I just don't want to be friends with women. Like guys are more cooler. They don't really have issues like women do. I'd rather just chill with them. And me growing up with brothers, that made it a lot easier too. So I just started hanging around the fellas more. So it would be like me and my best friend from childhood, since we were 9, we connected again and, you know, continue to be friends, but it was just us two and then like mad guys. You know, I began to dislike I became to dislike what God initially wanted to happen. Like, you know, he want us to have friendship, and I was just like against it, you know. And I just had so much hurt over the years. I was so good on that. So now I'm trying to live this life for Christ, and he's separating me again, and now I'm out here by myself. So I'm like, well, God, like my desire, I do want to have friendships. I think I may want to have women friendships because, you know, I want to be more feminine. I want to have girl talk. Like, I desire these different things. And God heard my prayer, but still didn't give me what I need in that moment. And I felt like He wanted to do that so that way I could heal from friendships, you know, like past friendships, the hurt behind all of that. And I thank God that I did because what I look like wanting to be friends with other women, and I kind of have a disdain towards women. That don't even make sense. And I'm a woman. That's the crazy part. So after a while, I'm like, okay, Lord, like, come on. Like, I want a friend. Like, I need a friend. And some months later, I would say about 6 months later, after just time with me and him, he sent someone's my way. I'm at church and getting ready to go, and this lady walks up to me and she's like, hi, I'm blah blah blah, and I just wanted to introduce myself to you. And I'm like, hi, I'm DeAndra. And then we started talking, and then we start like, talking about like, oh, well, what do you like to do? And I'm like, well, I like hair and stuff like that. And she do too. And then we just started a really good conversation. Not to mention, like, her son was around my son's age, because my son was about 3 at the time. Her son was 2. And we like, oh girl, like, let's exchange numbers. She was the one friend that got allowed for a season of my life. And I thank God for her because she was able to be my mirror. She was able to be a mentor. She was able to be a friend. And she really helped me a lot on my journey. And then over time, God started allowing me to connect with other women. Now I have so many friends that I'd be like, no new friends. Like, no new friends, because it's hard to manage all these relationships, even though I love people. So it's like, okay, how do I, put everyone in their sections? Like, oh, like, you're my best friend slash sister, you're my friend, you're my homegirl. I'm like, everybody is not allowed to have all the access to me, like certain ones that have been in my life for so long or been there in the most hardest seasons of my life that helped me to come out of that. Everyone isn't allowed to see certain things because they don't know how to handle it, So I thank God for putting people in my space that can be able to not only handle all parts of me, but handle me gently, handle me stern, keep it real, be honest, but also to just be there, sometimes. And I thank God that He has given me community. So community is so important, especially like when you're walking with Christ, because God don't want us to be alone. Yes, do we have God and Jesus and Holy Spirit? Absolutely. But He don't want us to be alone in the physical as well. Like when He created Adam, everything was beautiful and perfect. And then He was like, but He needs someone. Let me give him a helpmate. Let me give him someone to help him manage all that I had given him, and He created Eve. So yes, that could be on the romantic level, but that's still community. And you need church too. Oh my gosh, don't get me started. Yes, you need a church home or community. I might be stirring something here, but yeah, you do. I thought that I didn't need church either. However, outside of God, who's holding you accountable on your transition? who's able to walk with you through this transition? Who's able to keep you in prayer through this transition? Who's able to just, hey, let's hang out, talk about Jesus all day through this transition, you know? God don't want us to be alone, but he also wants us to be in a church too. You know, how can we grow? Now, be careful which church you go to, okay? First of all, let's just say church is a building, and church should be in people too, but not everybody lives a transformed life. So because they weren't transformed, and unfortunately, they can live their lives going to church every Sunday but never be transformed because they just want to feel good that day or just feel good that morning. And then they go home and they're still doing the same stuff. Like the word impairs their heart. But also, too, it can be a reflection of who's around you. So be careful which church you decide to go to. Churches is very important. But I can honestly say, like, if I didn't go to my church, one, I learned so much about Christ. Even when we talked about purpose, that's how I figured out about purpose because my pastor was talking about it. Like, I literally would take what he's teaching and go back and try to apply it to my life. Like, how do I change? And that's what we should do with the preachings and teachings that we receive, but also when we're reading the word. Like, come on, what are we doing? You're just reading to feel good? The word is convicting. I don't know if you know that. It's convicting. And I'd be like, Jesus, I'm sorry. Like, for real. Ain't no joke. So to be able to understand scriptures too, like, man, there's so many benefits to having church. Like, my church just had a cookout recently, and it was a good time. We was doing the line dances, just fellowshipping, and I was spanking butts on the table because we were playing spades. We get down like that. Actually, we got to plan spades and spaghetti soon because I'm ready to, like, win again. I'm just saying, I'm a little competitive. But yeah, church is amazing. It can be an amazing experience. Don't fully expect people to just come up to you. Step out. You know, I was never the one to just sit around and wait for somebody to come to me. That day was interesting. She did come to me, but I was always going around speaking and introducing myself so people know who I was because I'm here. But yeah, y'all, community is so important. And you know what? It's even in the word. Let's get into it. All right. So I found this scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, and it's verses 7 through 10. So it says, again, I saw futility under the sun. There is a person without a companion, without even a son or a brother. And though there is no end to all his struggles, his eyes are still not content with riches. Who am I struggling for, he asks, and depriving myself of good things? This is too futile and a miserable task. Basically saying, like, not having all of these beautiful riches and things, like, none of that stuff is really satisfying, but having good friendships and having people around you, now that's life. That's living. That's worth it. And in verse 9, it says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their efforts. For if either falls, his companion can lift him up. But pity the one who falls without another to lift him up. So you slip and you fall and you go through things. Who's going to help build you back up? Yourself? Yeah, it's possible. But how far is that going to get you when you're getting beat up? We talked about fighting on the last episode. and what we can do to fight the enemy. But who gonna fight with you? Yeah, Jesus. But you got other people that can stand in the gap. Two are better than one. There's a scripture that says, when two or three are gathered, there he is in the midst. Like, the Bible talks about this over and over, where he wants people to have a companion. When he sent Moses to go against Pharaoh, did he send him alone? No. He sent Aaron, his brother. He sent somebody with him. All right, take your brother. Like, when Esther had to go and talk to the king so he don't kill her people, she had her uncle, Mordecai, to help her build her up and get her into this position as a queen. And then she told him to go back to the Israelites and have them go fast and pray. That's a community. Come on, it's around. You need people. Please get out the mindset that you don't need nobody. Because God wants you to have community. He loves you too much that he don't want you to end up alone. Yes, do you have him? You have his son. You have the Holy Spirit. But he also wants you to have somebody physically right there with you walking this journey. And I pray that you will find this person. But don't say what you don't want and what you don't want to do like me. Talk about, I don't want no female friends. And then, like, I want female friends. Oh, my gosh, y'all. The things, time I say, like, I don't want or something I don't not going to do, God be like, oh. And then he do it, just like with the job, right? I said I wasn't going to work for nobody else because I'm an entrepreneur. Like, I have my own business. I got it. Now I'm a whole instructor teaching people. I do that. It was only God, you know? So I pray that this helps you. I really do. I hope that maybe it have given you some clarity. If God is separating you, allow him to do it. Don't fight it, because now you're in disobedience like me. And then sometimes when you do that, now it hurts even worse because he's going to make you do it. We don't want to do that. Remember humble pie? You don't want humble pie, do you? No. I've gotten humble pied so many times, okay? Can I just say part of the reason why I'm telling y'all all of this so y'all don't have to get humble pied? So y'all don't have to go through all the things that I went through? Please save yourself. Oh, gosh. Save yourself. Don't be hard-headed like I was. Okay, still there's just a little. It's a little, very little, but we've been on it, okay? So I love you so much, okay? Y'all know what it is. We hear it every week, every Thursday. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, download, and come check us out. You know, me, God, Holy Spirit, Jesus. Because we be here and we got things to talk about always. All right? So talk to you soon, all right?